Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I have the zip code, please?
Have what?
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I have the zip code, please?
It is 35010.
35010, you said. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. And can I have the first and last name, please?
What company is this?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Joseph.
Yes. What company do you work for?
My name is Joseph. I'm a customer service agent at a call center. We service over 1,000 different companies, ma'am. For me to be able to see who you have services with, I'm going to need to first pull up the account. Can I have
my last name is Culver, C-U-L-V, as in Victor, E-R.
Okay, thank you. And that zip code one more time, ma'am, what was that?
35010.
35010.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay. I'm looking for that name, ma'am. Thank you. Okay. Do you have the order number?
No, I do not. I need to find out what company this come from. I don't remember ordering anything from this particular company. It says the electronic, whatever, mega consumer.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize. I would be happy to assist you, but I do need to first pull up the account, ma'am, to see what's going on. So if you could please provide me with the order number, I can check with the order number, ma'am.
That's just it. I do not remember having anything ordered from this company, so I do not have the order number. So I'm trying to find out what company this is.
Okay.
Because I have an amount in this, whatever I told you, just something of the consumer, to come out on my checking account, and I'm trying to find out who it is because I do not remember ordering anything from this company or whoever this is for or through.
Can I have the first, sixth, last four of the card being billed, please?
Excuse me?
Can I please have the first, sixth, and last four of the card being billed, please?
I do not have it with me.
Okay, ma'am, that would be the only other way I can try to locate an account, ma'am.
Of what all companies do you have coming through you?
We service over 1,000 different companies, ma'am. For me to be able to see who you would have services with, I would need to actually first pull up an account, ma'am. That's what I'm currently trying to do, ma'am, is pull up an account so I can see who is billing you, ma'am.
Let me see if I can find that card.
Okay, take your time.
Okay. The last four numbers on the card is 5569.
5569, yes. Okay.
Yes.
And the first six numbers?
Why do you need all these numbers for?
I need the first six and last four of the card being billed, ma'am. That's what I'm trying to pull up, ma'am.
Okay. It's 412654.
Thank you. So I have 412654 and then 5569, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'm checking with that card information. And then you said the first and last name on the account was Carmen Clover, correct? And that's spelled C-U-L-V-E-R.
Clover. C-U-L-V-E-R.
Yep, that's what I have, ma'am. Okay.
But the last name is pronounced Clover.
I'm sorry for the mispronunciation of the name, ma'am. Okay. I'll pull up the account with that information, ma'am. With that card information, first and last name. Do you mind just verifying the shipping address? I see the shipping address starts with 3120. Do you mind verifying the rest of that, please?
It is. And there any way you
yes, ma'am, it is what?
Giving it to you. I'll just verify it. What do you
have? Okay, I have 3120. Can you verify the rest of that address for me, please?
Coosa, COOSA, County Road 20.
Okay, and that was at Alexander City, Alabama. Is that the correct address, ma'am?
Yes.
That's what I have on file. Thank you for verifying all that, ma'am. I've pulled up an account with that information. I see this is in regards to... One moment, I'm seeing what this is in regards to. Please stay in line. Okay, so I see you signed up for our Factory Direct Savings Store Gadgets Club, where you receive the gift for the shipping cost of $7.49, and then you are going to be billed the membership fee 5 days after initially signing up for that, ma'am. I see this gift you selected was the Wi-Fi booster, ma'am.
No.
Do you remember ever selecting a Wi-Fi booster as a gift, ma'am?
No.
Okay,
what company is this for?
Did anyone else in your household ever select that as a gift, ma'am?
What company?
Did anyone?
Is
yes, what ma'am. It's Factory Direct Savings Store Gadgets Club is the name of the company, ma'am. Do you remember ever selecting any gift or anything for that Wi-Fi booster?
No. I do not. I have not ordered a Wi-Fi booster.
Okay. Did anyone else in your household ever place that order?
Me.
Okay.
It's just me. And the amount that I have is $56.95.
Okay, ma'am. So are you claiming that this is fraudulent, ma'am, on the account?
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I will go ahead and be happy to go ahead and get this canceled out as you've requested, ma'am, and get you over to our fraud department for further assistance, ma'am.
Thank you.
Please stand in line while I cancel this out, and I'll be looking for a fraud specialist that's going to go ahead and assist you further on this call.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm here. I'm canceling out the account. Thank you for your patience.
And it will be returned back to me? The amount?
I'm working on canceling it out. Thank you for your patience, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay. I've gotten your account canceled out. I'm just still looking for a fraud specialist. Please be in line.
Okay.
I'm still here. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you.
You ready for your cancellation number, ma'am?
Here.
It's going to be C like in Charlie. And then it's
okay.
Going to be 260207078.
C260207078.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. I've located a fraud specialist. They're going to assist you with the rest of the call, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling customer support. Please stay on the line. The next person you'll be speaking to will be the fraud specialist, ma'am.
Thank you.
Beginning transfer now to fraud. Please stay in line.